Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday night. The time is right for trivia. Well, it would be right for trivia if the phones were working, but right now they're not. And I made this discovery about 5 minutes ago and, of course, frantically called the company that handles this. And, of course, at night you get the person who's a dullard and who has to call the person who might know what they're doing. So hopefully somebody will call me back quickly. If not, I'm talking to myself, which is bad for Monday Night Trivia. So I might in fact turn to Adam and ask him to play a replay until I straighten this out. It's a mess, and I apologize. I guess I've just added a new rule to my regimen, which is check the phone hours before I'm going to go on the air, because you take it for granted. Sort of like you turn on the lights, you expect there to be power. Well, I expected there to be phones. There is, except it's ringing busy. And the problem with that, of course, is it's not busy here. All the lines are available and waiting for you. But you try to dial it, it rings busy. So we'll try and straighten that out. It's a hunt group issue, and you don't need to know. You don't want to know. But I've got all my bumper stumpers ready. We've got a theme of sorts. That's right. Got new questions for you, several of them, actually. In fact, I'll give you one right now. Want to revisit this because, as you probably know, we asked a week or two ago of all college students in America, those choosing these majors are the biggest warriors, and we discovered that psychology was number one. Yeah, got that right off the bat. I think it might have been Billy Bob and Bourbonnais who guessed on that. But what I want to know now, what's number two? All right, so all these college kids, those who are depressed, they're majoring in what? Well, number one is psychology. Yeah, that's right. They're going for the study of the mind, particularly their own. But what's number two? Who's likely to be the most depressed? So don't call now because, of course, there is absolutely no way to reach me. But do keep it in mind because I am entirely planning to be back. Before this hour is over, certainly before the night is over. And I know, Bush League, but if I could do anything about it, I would. I've ascertained part of the problem. You don't want to know about that either. But unfortunately, I'm not in a position to solve it. So that's right. So hopefully somebody will take pity on me and call me back soon. But with that in mind, Adam was so gracious. He said, well, I could take calls at WGN. I wouldn't do that on a Monday night to anybody, to my worst enemy. And I like Adam, so we're not going to go that route. But hopefully we will be back within moments. In the meantime, I guess you'll be listening to last week's trivia. I don't know. There is no straggler. So we can kick it off with that number two major for college students in America suffering from depression. Yeah. Psychology number one. What's number two? And we got plenty of other questions. And like I say, well, I actually give you the first bumper stumper. Why not? All right. I don't think it'll give you the theme, obviously, because you need more than one. But as far as what it is...
gone, and I'm so blue.
Oh, man, you got to hear all of it. Well, I was busy yelling. I have an idea, and I don't think it's my best one, but I can have you dial numbers that'll get you to me individually. All right? But I'm not sure anybody's going to actually do this. So, in other words, the Hunt Group, when you normally dial 888-876-5593, it points to the first line of a Hunt Group, and then if that's busy, it goes to the second, the third, the fifth, you know, and so down the line. Well, obviously, those numbers actually exist as real numbers apart from the Hunt Group, and if you dial them, they're working. All right, see, that's the problem. So I'm going to, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to give you the numbers this way, and it'll be up to you if you want to actually play along. I'd be surprised, but you never know. All right. I'm going to forget about the first line because I'm going to assume that's part of the problem. Line two is 615-285-4342. 615-285-4342. Line three is the same number except it's 4343. So it's 615-285-4343. And down the line, 615-285-4344. 4345 and 4346. So if you dial individually, if you get a busy signal on one of those, you can dial one of the others. And until we've got a full board of calls, it'll go through. But this is just about as crazy as it gets. John keeps saying, run a replay. But I'd rather not if we can avoid it. Now, Adam's prepared to do that, you know, in case I have a meltdown, which is entirely possible. But we'll try it this way, 615-285-4342, 4343, 4344, 4345, or 4346. And like I say, if it's busy, try another one. And if that works, we'll talk to you. And if it doesn't work, well, then I give up. I don't know. And of course, you know, you call, and after hours, your first line of defense is going to be some operator who's basically paid to take calls, right? And you impress upon them the time-sensitive nature of this. And they, of course, promptly ignore you. So I'll have things to say tomorrow during the day, but for now, I'm hoping to solve this. But do me a favor and try it. 615-285-4342. Start with that. And we'll start with, of all college students in America, those choosing these majors are the biggest worriers. Psychology was number one. What's number two? Yeah. Warriors, depression, yeah, and so forth. Number one is psychology. What is number two? So that's our question. Now, of course, if you don't like my question, and I gave you a bumper, you got all of it, actually, you know, you can tell me who that was. Failing that, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that, because everybody knows something about something. So that's the deal. So pick your own category, and if it's charts, I got to go get the books. I realize that's not in front of me. Gee. I almost thought of everything. Hardly. So I appreciate those of you who are calling in right now. If you're trying it, 615-285-4343. Since we're about to talk to someone on 4342, I do believe as soon as John is done screening them. I tell you, it's the Raleigh James Show, but you kind of know that. What else could it possibly be? All right. So as soon as John tells me that we actually have someone breathing, we'll go there. Beyond that, I don't have much of note. I don't even have the dashboard in front of me to tell me things like when the next new moon is. It can't come soon enough, or the full moon as far as that goes. But a full week of shows starting at 10. We do believe, yeah, unless we never have the phones again and I have to come up with Plan B. But it is the 2nd of June. As you probably know, and what do we have? Well, Jimmy Handyman Jones. Yeah, would have been 95 today, born in 1930 in Birmingham, and I thought he was great. And of course, he was in the Sparks of Rhythm, which did the original Handyman, and a great record. He didn't actually sing it, but he wrote it, which is good, and did a number of other things as well. Yeah, he was a singer, a tap dancer, and all that. Sadly died in 2012 in North Carolina, 82 years old. Larry Santos turned 84 Monday. Great jingle writer. And you probably recognize that when you hear what he wrote that was a hit song, Candy Girl by the Four Seasons. Sounds like a jingle, doesn't it? And he did great stuff for Pan Am, as far as that goes, but also Budweiser and Chevrolet and you know, a bunch of other things. So absolutely. Oh, Antoine Chubby Tavares turned 81 today. All right. my fave. Shubby and the Turnpikes. Just loved them. And of course, they became Tiara, and we'll talk about that. But let's see if we have Lisa in Dundee. So, Lisa, are you there?
I am here and breathing.
Good. I'm glad. I am very, very glad to hear it. God knows. Well, yes, this one at a time will work. It's not ever the way I had planned to do it, but here we are. So thank you for calling. All right. So we're doing Oscar trivia, I would think. Would that be correct?
Hello?
Yes, you don't hear me? Even
I hear
better.
You.
Okay, good. We're doing Oscar trivia?
Somehow we got disconnected there for a second.
That scares the hell out of me. But
yeah.
On top of everything else, right? Yeah. And people wonder why I have high blood pressure. None to wonder.
I feel so bad for you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really... I go in there and, you know, when the top number is almost reaching 200, they say, what's wrong? I said, oh, do you have a list? But anyway.
Yeah, besides my Oscar trivia, though, I wanted to suggest a movie for James on the South Side.
Okay.
Because I know he loves Patsy Cline.
Yes, he
and
does.
I wonder if he's ever seen the movie Sweet Dreams.
Oh, yeah. All
which
right.
is the story of Patsy Cline. Yeah. I think it came out in 1985. It's very good.
Yes.
And she does all the singing.
Yes.
I think.
I did.
What's her name? Jessica Lange.
Right.
Lip synced through it.
Well, of course.
Yeah, but the music is great. It's just it's a very good movie.
No, it's one of the few movies I think that I might have seen. I'm not sure. But actually, I don't know. I just looked it up. Sweet Dreams. This is not the right movie.
There's a couple of Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, I was going to say this is Johnny Knoxville. That ain't right.
No, but, don't watch that one.
Yeah,
please.
Right. Exactly. I ain't seen that, but I think I saw Patsy Cline because it was one of those things where it deviates from truth. Let's just be nice about it that way.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Because
1985.
You know,
yeah, 1985.
It sounded like through the movie that she had such a hard life.
Oh, she did. She did.
I mean, not just her inner marriage and everything, but that accident she had.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's for real.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I think you should see it, too, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. All right.
Great.
Good deal. Now, shall we move directly to the...
John told me he watched... Defending Your Life. Did you watch it with him?
I have not seen it as yet. No.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet. Okay.
No. It's hard to pin me down and get me to do that, but he will. If anybody can, he will.
Yeah, so, he said he saw it, but I wondered if you were with him when he...
Nope.
No. Okay.
No, I'm usually not when it comes to TV and stuff. I'm usually, working on something else.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Sponsors who change their commercials at the last minute, things like that. I have two of them today alone. It's like, couldn't you have thought about this last week? No, of course not. All right, who was the first African-American woman to win the Academy Award for Best Actress?
Okay, you've asked me this question.
Oh, then and you
and
know.
It's Halle Berry.
Yes, it is. All right.
So then we'll
move on. Okay. How about some Natalie Portman? She won Best Actress for her role in what movie?
Was it Black Swan?
Absolutely right. We have a winner.
Yay.
All right. Congratulations. Well, hang on.
Thank you.
I'll get you to John.
Right.
We'll confirm that win. And thank
you
so much for calling.
Good evening.
Oh, God, yes. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So greatly appreciated. We'll put Lisa on hold. And John will get her. I think that he's actually chirping at the phone company right about now. And so he'll get there. But in the meantime, if you dial 615-285-4343, it'll ring, I think. But we're going to figure this out in moments, right? I'm so sorry. Right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's impossible for me to believe that somebody in Chicago doesn't know that record. After all, obviously they were fans of WVON. You can tell by the lyrics as far as that goes. So the deal is the Hunt Group's not working, and trying to get in touch with people who are obviously not easy to be found right now, and probably because the answering service at night doesn't understand the severity of this. So I've got another number for you to call if you'll do it. And, one at a time. All right, 615-285-4342. 615-285-4342. And we can continue. So now you've heard two bumper stumpers. I expected you to know this last one. And, on top of that, Adam says, gee, the connection isn't too good either. Well, and so I just ran some tests on that, and it said the packet loss is unavailable. And I'm thinking, why? You can't count in that many digits? But... jitter's low, though, so at least that's something. Yeah, I know. It's some type of cosmic test to see whether or not I can spontaneously combust. Yeah, right in this chair as I speak. So it is Monday Night Trivia, and we're going to go to the news, and you have no idea how fortunate that is for me. I am thrilled to tell you that the news is next here on WGN Radio.
It's hard to do with you.
Really want someone.
Giving up is hard to do, said with you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? All right. And maybe you'll know, actually. Certainly responsible for a very, very, very big hit. That wasn't it, of course. But yeah, 615-285-4342 will work if you'll call it. Now, I'm about to call it an hour here, otherwise, because I don't want to I don't want to put you through any more of this. Is really the truth, and I think that I need to. John's so polite when he talks to people. I think I need to get on the phone and eat somebody, and don't know that it will indeed help, but it's worth a try. Because on top of that, Adam tells me I'm having some packet loss, and which means that not even sure how great this signal is. So yeah, when it rains, it pours, and these are completely separate companies, by the way, having nothing to do with each other, broadband and phones. But in any event, I think that's precisely what I'll do. I'll turn it over to Adam for a replay. I warned him that this might happen, and I will be back as soon as I can figure this out. And yes, what else is it? Monday Night Trivia. Oh, wait. John says, no, somebody is actually calling you. See if it works. Well, I will. So we'll see if we get anything out of that, and then otherwise I'll just move on for the moment, and not taking the blood pressure again tonight, because frankly I don't want to know. I tell you what, yeah, not something I plan to record on the on the medical records. Gonna keep that between you and me. So yeah, on this date in 1961, by the way, Bobby Lewis, Tossin' and a Turnin', was on American Bandstand. And, of course, Richie Adams of the Fireflies wrote that. And on this date in 1965, Shindig, Patty Duke, made her television singing debut. You know, I know this lady later had problems in life, depression and stuff, and I'm not surprised. I guarantee you the last thing she wanted to do was Don't Just Stand There. Yeah, and the soliloquy was really magical, wasn't it? Poor woman. And also, Diane Renee was on, not singing her hit, but at least Diane, that's Renee Diane Kushner, likes singing. So, unlike Patty Duke. All right, so we're going to see what Cindy has to say, because she's going to take a guess on our trivia. All right, Cindy, thanks for calling, and welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, first I want to say, you know, everybody loves you and John. Everybody does.
Well, apparently not the phone company.
Okay, well, it took me a while. You know, it took me a while to get the phone number right. I was writing it on my note. I have my notepad and in my desk. But then, anyhow, I have a guest for this trivia question.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to tell John if I could have a bewitched trivia question. I forgot. Well, I mean, I don't know if you could.
Yeah, I'll find one for you as far as that goes. But yes, the question,
okay,
I should repeat the question, I guess. Of all college students in America, those choosing these majors are the biggest warriors. Psychology's number one. What's number two?
Communication.
I like it, but not right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I thought maybe I won.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, actually. I wouldn't be surprised. All right, so what's the name of Darren and Samantha's son?
You already asked me that.
Oh, I did?
Adam.
Okay, well, then let me ask you another question. Let's see. In Samantha Goes South for a Spell, where does Brunhilde send her?
You broke up for a minute there. No, I didn't hear
what I said was, in Samantha Goes South for a Spell, where does Brunhilde send her? And it's back to 1868.
Oh, to like England in like the court of like the King of England?
No, sends her to New Orleans, and Darren has to go back in time to rescue her.
Well, I thought that was the time. Yeah, and then he has to kiss her?
I don't know. It's season six, I do believe. Oh, season five. Sorry, season five.
And then I think he has, I don't know, somebody wants to like marry her. And when they're like in the time zone, and then he's got to get her to kiss him, and then they come back to, I remember this stuff, but I don't know. I've seen it.
Well, we'll ask you another one next week, and thank you very much for calling in, Cindy.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right, so 615-285-4342 as soon as we say goodbye to Cindy, and we'll see if this works. Otherwise, like I say, I won't put you through much more of this. I might even play another bumper stumper. Yeah, we may go through a lot of them really quickly, and you've gone through three so far, so not sure if you've got any of those. Also not sure how badly I'm breaking up, but we'll find out about that too on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it is Monday night for Monday Night Trivia, and it is an unmitigated disaster. That's right. The phones have failed, and nobody's calling me back. And, yeah, of course, turns out this company, which does have normally the world's best customer service, no kidding, uses an answering service at night, and these people don't understand the severity of the problem. So I'm about to hang it up, but Naoto in Japan was kind enough to call. See, he was able to dial 615-285-4342, but you can't, and it's not a hunt group, unfortunately. So while we're on the phone, it's going to be busy, and you could dial 285-4343 or 4344, 5 or 6, and that would work, but apparently this is a little too complex. And I understand that all the way around. And on top of that, Adam says we're having packet loss. So, yeah, if it can go wrong, it will. And, yeah, I'm sure there's a Myers-Briggs type that's more apt to handle this well than I am, but I don't know what it is. But we do have a question for Naoto. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN. How are you?
Yeah, I have a few guesses on your trivia question.
Oh, good. Okay, the number two major. What do you think?
Yeah, I think my first guess is philosophy.
No, I like that, though. Nope.
Oh, the second is history?
Nope.
Oh, then my last guess is English literature?
Nope. All right.
Oh, okay.
And to me, by the way, this is a weird one. I didn't even realize you could major in this, but then I looked up several colleges, and apparently you can major in it, but I don't know anybody who has, though it's not all that out there. But that's all right.
Oh.
If you think of something else, you tell me. But in the meantime, we'll go back to Myers-Briggs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Employers, of course, they know this very well, and they look for all sorts of things. And there are four, count them, four personality types that are most likely to get fired. Now, I'm going to tell you, and the reasons for all four are different, of course, but these are the ones that aren't going to last long. So I'm going to tell you why this group would be fired, and you tell me who they are. They're most likely to be fired because they have a tendency to challenge authority and question established norms, and they can be perceived as disruptive due to their innovative but sometimes chaotic approach.
I think they are entities.
Okay, so what would that be?
Like analysts?
Okay, no, I mean, in terms of which Myers-Briggs type is that? What are the four, you know, what personality type is it?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I think first one would be ENTP.
Yes, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that was really good. I'm impressed. All right.
Thank you so much. And by the way, yeah. I think you I think last week, someone, like, talking about MBTI and... like trying to challenge my knowledge?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they were impressed with your knowledge, but if they were trying to challenge your knowledge, they're fools, because I don't think anybody knows more about this than you, Naoto. All right.
Oh, thank you. By the way, I think you are ENTP.
All right. Yeah, hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So good deal. All right. And we put Naoto on hold. And yeah, John is saying... stop now. All right. Well, I guess that's the deal. I will for a little while I try and sort this out. And again, my apologies, and you will hear a replay. And should I figure it out and come back and talk to you calmly, we'll do that. Until then, well, it was Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
If you're looking for somebody who can hold you tight, who will walk you to your doorstep each and every night, take a step in my direction.
Walk to me, baby.
Take a step in my direction.
Come on, come on.
Take a step in my direction. Walk my make demand.
Take a step in my direction.
Walk to my baby.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday, the 2nd of June, 2025, and we are again live and we have phone lines, I think. But you'll be the one to prove that. Dial 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right, so if you were paying any attention, we ran through five bumpers. We might review them, and that was the sixth just now. And so I'm not expecting you necessarily to know a theme, but hopefully maybe know a group or an artist or something like that. As far as my my straggler, of all college students in America, those choosing two majors are the biggest warriors. Psychology was number one. What was number two? All right. So, yes, warriors, depression, all that kind of thing. Psychology was the big one because they went into the study of the mind, particularly their own. But what was number two? All right. So that's my question. Now, I also realized that we made the decision to go to a pre-recorded show for a while. And that tells me that many of you who are listening aren't now. So I'm talking to myself. Yes. On top of everything else, it's come to that. So if you're listening and would call, I'd appreciate it. Yeah, that's right. More than I can possibly tell you. So, yes, Monday night trivia, always a challenge. All right, so, or like they say, they don't pay you the big bucks for things to go well. All right, well, okay, I'm earning it tonight. That's what we need on Monday Night Trivia. And I could review some of the bumpers while you're motivating yourself to go to the phone, 888-876-5593, so that maybe a theme would be apparent. Could that possibly happen? Or maybe you'll recognize one of them. I don't know. So, by the way, if you don't know my question and you don't recognize any of the bumpers, then have your own category, and sky's the limit on that, because everybody knows something about something, even you. And, all of us excel in one category or other of useless knowledge. So it's time to tell me which one you like, and we'll ask you a question and whatever that is. And truly, sky's the limit on that. So we'll do that. All right. Other than that, yes, Monday Night Trivia. A fine time is had by all. I was just thinking about this and thinking, I don't know how to do this replay. I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to do about that. But we'll figure something out. In the meantime, I do believe that many of you are calling, and that's great. So John will screen as quickly as possible. All right, and I'll talk to Nancy in Milwaukee. So Nancy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, I'm delighted you're on.
Yeah, I'm delighted you called, more than I could ever say. So thank you.
So I'm looking for a trivia question about Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah? How long you live there?
Yeah. My whole life.
Okay. All right.
Born and raised.
All right. So in the 1960s, of course, most people thought when it came to Top 40 radio about WOKY. But there were competitors, a couple in particular. Do you know any of them?
WISM.
Well, for Top 40, you know, we're talking rock and roll here.
Oh, top and four. Oh, yeah.
There's one big one.
To be TMJ was doing it.
No, they were MOR. They were Mother's Music. That's good, though.
Okay.
There's one you should be thinking of.
As a WOKY listener.
Yeah, right. Good for you. Yes, Bartell Broadcasting.
Yeah.
Oh, man, when I give you these call letters, you're going to say, I remember them!
Yeah. I'm an AM dial lady, too.
Yeah, this is AM. This is AM for sure.
Hmm. Okay, so WISN is 1250. TMJ was 620. I found WGN by accident.
Well, we're delighted about that.
Became a huge fan of that.
Good.
And, I'm not sure else is out there.
Well, the 1960s? Would WRIT sound familiar?
It does. I was born late in the 60s, so okay. I kind of missed some of that.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
I did hear that.
Yeah, WRIT was a big competitor for WOKY. Gave them a real run for their money there.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, well, I promise to not ask about radio next time you call.
Perfect. Thanks, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it more than I could ever say. Thanks. All right.
Great to hear your voice. Bye-bye.
So good deal. Yes. Oh, man, that was good to hear from Nancy. But yeah, WRIT. Yeah, they have that mobile cruiser, and, well, anyway, yeah. I've still got a WRIT news sign. I think it's on my refrigerator. I'd have to go check. All right, so Mark and Aurora, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good. I guess it's still evening. It's very late evening, but I'm going to do This Week 1974.
All right, we can do that. I absolutely can. I've got the 70s right in front of me. 1974 this week. I'm so glad you called.
You're still having phone problems.
I know. Actually, it's not phone problems.
Yeah.
It's broadband problems. It's not phone problems.
Okay.
There's two completely different things happening wrong here. Phones are rock solid. The upstream of the broadband is not good. So I can see it, unfortunately. All right. So this week in 1974. All right.
Yeah.
Number one, Band on the Run.
McCartney and Wings.
Yeah, afraid so. Number two, The Streak.
Ray Stevens.
Yes. Number three, You Make Me Feel Brand New.
Stylistics.
Yes. Number four, Dancing Machine.
Jackson 5.
Yeah. Number five, Sundown.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Number six, Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
I'm afraid so. Number seven, Help Me.
Joni Mitchell.
Yes. Number eight, The Entertainer.
Marvin Hamlisch.
Number nine, Midnight at the Oasis.
Maria Muldaur.
Number ten, For the Love of Money. Money, money, money.
The OJs.
Yes. All right, let's see how far you get. Number 11, Be Thankful for What You Got.
William Duvall.
Yes. Number 12, My Girl Bill.
Jim Stafford.
Yeah. Number 13, Oh Very Young.
Cat Stevens.
Number 14, The Locomotion.
Grant Funk.
Number 15,
Railroad.
If You Love Me, Let Me Know.
Olivia Newton-John.
Number 16, The Show Must Go On.
Three Dog Night.
Number 17, Hollywood Swingin'.
Coolin' the Gang.
Number 18, I Won't Last a Day Without You.
The Carpenters.
Number 19, I'm in Love.
Oh, Grand Funk?
No, I've never heard this record, and I should. Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin.
I don't know.
Maybe we should both find it, because maybe I do know it, but the title's sure not coming to mind.
Maybe you can play it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try. If it's here, you'll hear it. But let's see. I'm in Love. Why doesn't this even sound familiar? Oh, man.
Yeah,
it does make you wonder. I'm in Love. Oh, my God. I've got... No, this is not possible. I've got 11 copies of it on this computer. And Wilson Pickett did it. All right. Well, we want that. We want Aretha. Here's Aretha. All right. Here we go.
Oh, this is new to me.
Yeah, I think me too, I think.
I never would have gotten.
Yeah, and you know what? It wasn't a bad record, but it's very non-memorable.
No.
Yeah, completely forgettable. Actually, would be the way to put that. I'm in Love got to number 19, so it peaked on the pop charts. And she followed it with Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, and before it was Until You Come Back to Me. That's What I'm Gonna Do, a killer record. So, yeah, all right. Well, I wouldn't have known it either, but you did amazingly well, and that's wonderful.
All righty.
So hang on. Don't go away. Yeah, all right. I would have missed it, too, and that's terrible. I should have thought of it. All right, so we have a first-time caller. I'd have heard of them, you know. Opal from Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, what's up?
You tell me.
Oh, no, just been in my car after a long shift.
Well, so what are you guessing on?
That trivia, you know, 95% of South Korean, et cetera.
Oh, wait a minute. Were you listening to the other show? There was a replay on for a while, and I wonder if you're listening to... Yeah, I think you're listening to last week's show, because I was saying, oh, my God, I don't think I asked that this week. Let me look, and I'll tell you if you're right. If you're right, we'll let you win for it. But let's see. I do remember it. All right.
I think it's going to be own smartphone.
Oh, it's not, but let me find it here, because I did that. Let's
see.
Okay, 40, either, we lost you, all right. 44% of American women, 29% of American men are doing this worldwide, 91% of South Koreans are doing it, and less than 35% are doing it in Japan. Doing what? Dieting. It was dieting. All right, so we appreciate Opal for calling, and he sounded troubled at the end there. Hopefully nothing went wrong. Thank you, Opal. Do call me again. I'm assuming you're still living. John in Covington we will get to, and we will get to Jim in Richmond, and there'll be room for you, too, coming up on WGN Radio.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, and my heart won't try.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, that is Herb Alpert on trumpet on that, but who is it? 888-876-5593, 888-88-Raleigh. All right, so John is in Covington. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
All right, so you want old-time radio, huh?
Yeah, something different.
Okay. Who shouted, call for Philip Morris?
Oh, boy.
And by the way, it's two different people, but I'll take either. I'm looking for the first guy, but I'll take either.
I should know this. Oh. The guy that played... Oh. I'm not going to get it.
You probably wouldn't, because the guy was not an actor. Actually,
oh, really?
No, he was a bellman, and his name, he took the name Johnny Morris. His real name was Johnny Roventini. But yeah, and that was the first one. The second one was a guy who was 3 feet tall, Albert Altieri. And, you know, it's interesting because when the agency was looking for people, they were at the New York Commodore Hotel. And in fact, when Roventini was going to bow out, who was also working at the hotel, they thought, well, that's a guy who looks like him. And they saw this guy and said, would you page Philip Morris for me? Now, he thought it was a real person. So he was calling, call for Philip Morris. And they said, okay, that's our guy. And so, yeah.
He sounds like a town crier, that's for sure.
Right. He was 3 feet, 7 inches tall, 19 years old. And they called him Johnny Morris Jr. because first Johnny Roventini ultimately he died, but he had focused on the New York area. He didn't want to travel. So this young guy, he was willing to travel. They gave him a succession of MG sports cars with "Call for Philip Morris" painted in gold on the doors. And,
that's great.
Yeah. And during the war, he sold war bonds. And made appearances as a goodwill ambassador at army camps. So it was a big deal. But yes, "Call for Philip Morris." All right.
A friend of mine, years ago, he had a MG, and we're both single at the time. And we were taking ramps that say 30, and we were doing it like 45 or 50, and we felt totally safe. Because they were, I don't know, engineered that way, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was so much fun in that car. One more thing, real quick.
Yeah.
My all time radio program is it's one episode of what is it? Suspense.
Oh yeah.
It's this one particular episode. It's Frank Sinatra and Agnes Moorehead, and the episode is entitled "To Find Help."
I love it.
You listen to that, you'll be on your edge of your seat for about 25 minutes.
Yeah. Actually, that's on YouTube, and I'm very well aware of it. Yes, it's on Classic Mystery Radio. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great, Raleigh.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, so you can hear that. In fact, I think it's on a lot of different channels on YouTube. But it was planned to be another appearance of just Frank Sinatra. But, anyway, there's a whole story there. And you can read about it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Jim is in Richmond. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I was listening in the beginning, and everything was, you know, all disrupted.
Yes.
And then when I called, I said to John, "Hi, John. Jim from Richmond to the rescue."
Yeah, right, exactly, and we appreciate it. Yeah.
And I just wanted to let Adam know that I have cracking and popping on the WGN stream.
No, it's not the stream. Okay, broadband works in two ways. One is your downloads, the things like you're surfing the net and all that. Those are downloads coming to you. The other are uploads. Mm-hmm. That means things you're putting on the internet. Well, tonight, for whatever reason, my upload, the upstream, is not good. It's not solid. And that's my broadband provider. And you can bet I have already sent the email from hell, but there's very little anybody can do about it. So it's not the stream, and it's not WGN. It is absolutely my provider.
Right. And then my friend, who, you know, she's still on vacation up north, she kept telling me, watch out, because there's so much energy in the air that it's going to disrupt everything. That's what she was telling me.
Wow.
Make sure that you have a backup for checking your insulin levels, because of the energy is super high.
Wow. All right. So, well,
and
good.
Then, I want to talk to you tomorrow, because all the HELL I've gone through with the healthcare industry this week.
Oh, man.
And they call me up at the last minute and tell me my surgery is on Thursday and you need to make an appointment.
Oh, no.
To get pre-ready. And I want to tell you all about that.
Okay.
It's like 100 phone calls in order to get things done.
Not surprised.
And then 100 phone calls. And 100 phone calls just to get one of my prescriptions. That's what's going on here. But I had asked Mike for your trivia question. Your trivia question, I think it's political science.
Oh, that's great. I love that. It's not.
Oh, okay.
But it makes all the sense in the world. All right.
Right.
So we are giving you quotes, and you have to identify who spoke it. And it's seasons 1 through 6 and the Gilmore Girls, all right? And they're pretty famous quotes. And here's one. This town is like a one big outpatient mental institution.
That was Lorelei.
No, it was actually Rory's father, Christopher. He makes the statement when he comes to visit Stars Hollow in the second season, when he comes to see Rory after she got in the accident with Jess. He says this during Kirk's movie that he made. This town is like one big outpatient mental institution.
Right.
And that's Christopher.
Okay, I missed Chris, that one.
Yeah, Christopher, played by David Sutcliffe. Sounds like a good episode.
Right, it was.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. And, thanks.
And it was Rory's boyfriend made the car that just crashed.
Yeah. All right, good deal. So, thanks.
Okay, and I'm glad I was there to rescue you.
I appreciate it. All right, so absolutely. Gold star for everybody who's called. And that looks like a lot of people right now, and I am thrilled about that. Billy Bob in Bourbonnais, welcome back to WGN Radio. Billy Bob, are you there? Oh, no, I don't need phone problems. We'll assume, I'll try this again. Billy Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank God. All right.
Seven-time caller.
Yes, right, exactly. All right. You want an advertising slogan, and I got one for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you use blank? And by the way... No, aren't you glad you use blank? And right after that, they always said, don't you wish everybody did?
Dial soap?
Yes. We have a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
Right. And actually, we've gone into the news, truth be known.
Wanted to request a song.
Well, you can tell me what it is. You're telling me off the air, but that's all right. What song do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear Linda Ronstadt's Perfidia.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'll play Perfidia for you, just not her.
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal.
Anybody would be
all
great.
Right. Maybe Perez Prado. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Hang on, though. You're right. You knew dial. All right, so let me put Billy Bob on hold, and the news is happening as well it should, and we'll be back after it with Dakota in Aurora, and there will be room for you in the next hour. Whole big hour coming up. James, who are they? All right, and if you've been listening to some of the others, what's the theme? I thought that was a great record. Talk about a woulda, coulda, shoulda. You don't want to hear about the label. All right, so 888-876-5593. Billy Bob in Bourbonnais, what's up tonight?
Hey, I got a guess on your bumper stumper. The one with Herbie Albert playing the trumpet?
Yeah.
They was doing Chris Montez version. Was that Michael Bublé's version?
Nope. I wouldn't play that. Nope.
Have a good evening.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. There will be no Michael Bublé. I promise you that. All right. There's not many lines I draw, but that'll be one of them. All right. Lisa in Dundee's guessing on a bumper. So, Lisa, what'd you hear?
I'm going to guess on that same song, and I think it was Peter Allen.
It absolutely was Peter Allen.
I love Peter Allen.
Me too. And that I Go to Rio album was just the best.
You know, I have an album of his too, and I'm not sure if that's it or not, but...
Well,
I'm crazy about him.
Yeah, I am too. And what's interesting is they never put that I Go to Rio album, which, like I say, that's my favorite, putting out Roots and everything
I
else.
I think that's the one I have. Yeah,
It's a great album. They never put that out on CD.
Oh, really?
Yep, never did.
Oh, Yeah. I wonder why.
I don't know. Well, it's just like with Sergio Mendes. The best album he ever did on A&M was Equinox. By far, nothing even came close to Equinox. They never put it out on CD.
That is strange.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who makes those decisions.
It sounded at first like Chris Montez, but then the more I listened to it, I thought that's not. And I thought I know that voice.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Good deal. Well, hang on. Don't go away.
No, you don't have to put me on hold.
Okay.
I already won today.
All right. Good deal.
I just wanted to guess.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Good deal. So that is just a terrific album. 6:30 Sunday morning, and putting out roots, and Go to Rio, and of course, The More I See You, and she loves to hear the music, and I just thought it was great. And yes, of course, not that I wanted it out on CD. I prefer to play from vinyl, but you know, you think in terms of just preserving it. You know, of course, now it doesn't matter anyway. But even so, I gotta do something right now, and we'll be back with Dakota and Alex and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
Sweetie pie, I don't care what nobody say, I'm gonna love her anyway. Yeah, I'm gonna love her anyway. Now I go to work every day trying to move my man. I bring home all of my money, sit there and pat my own hands.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Dakota is in Aurora. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, sir, I'm back. It has been a while.
Yeah, well, hopefully all is well.
Yeah, hopefully it's well, but I didn't call back yesterday because of the situation going on. But before that, I was in a vacation in Southern Illinois.
I just have to laugh because that was so open-ended. I didn't call because of the situation going on. Well, that would cover anything, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but before that, I was in this vacation of Southern Illinois. Had a good time there.
Good.
But I do have a guess for today's question of the week.
Okay.
Can you please repeat the question just to make sure?
All right. The question is... Of all college students in America, those choosing these two majors are the biggest worriers. The first one is psychology. What's the second one?
No, wait, is the, is the other one still here?
That was last week's show. It was a replay while the phones were down.
Oh, okay.
So that was answered. So- that was dieting.
Oh, I was thinking listening to Korean pop.
I can't even imagine what question that is. You mean the one where 44% of American men and that 29% of women are all doing this simultaneously, 91% of South Koreans and 35% of Japanese? It's dieting.
Oh, okay.
God. All right. Well, very
good. That's good to know.
Yes, that was last week's show. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay. Now, okay. Let me try to take a guess. So, psychiatry is one of the worriers, right?
Yeah, yeah. Big, the biggest warrior. Psychology's number one. What major is number two?
I'm going to say something about financial, something related to money and stocks.
Like economics or whatever? No, it is not economics or finance.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right,
have a good day, okay?
You too. So, 888-876-5593. Alex in Round Lake, welcome back to WGN. How are you, Alex?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I've got a question I know you can answer.
Okay.
In 1847, Emily Bronte classic dealing with two West Yorkshire families, the Earnshaws and the Lintons, and in particular the adopted Earnshaw Heathcliff. It was also a 1939 William Wyler film. What is it?
Wuthering Heights.
Of course it is. Very good. I told you you could answer it.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on, Alex. Don't go away. And again, take forever to get something, and you won't want it when you do, but the certificate's fun, so hang on. All right. So that's really about it. Now we put Alex on hold. He's absolutely right. And I was looking for a question that I knew he'd get, you know, rather than ask something about Curious George. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And see, just like Alex proved, everybody knows something about something. So whatever it is you know about, call me. That's 888-876-5593. Thanks to Gabriel, the phones are now working. All right, and we're indebted to him. So hopefully this will continue. One will know, I guess, tomorrow night, right? Same time, same station. That'd be 10 to 1 Central. And whatever is on your mind, we'll cover. But for Monday night, we do trivia. And, of course, I can prattle on Tuesday through Thursday. But Monday night, I need callers. That's right. It's impossible to play trivia when you are not only asking the questions but answering them, too. It doesn't work well. So call 888-876-5593 on this 2nd of June. And, you know, I figured we were going to have a little trouble with callers since, you know, at one point we had to go away earlier and do a replay while the phones were doing nothing. And, you know, it's a test just to see again whether I can spontaneously combust, because I think that's becoming an increasing possibility around here. So, nonetheless, Pat Boone turned 91 yesterday. I don't know if you heard that. So, who would have thunk it? Yeah, back when he was America's teenager. But yes. And what else do we have? Nelson Riddle would have been 104 Sunday as well. Yeah. So what else do we have? It was 1957 that Sam Cooke went into the studio at Radio Recorders in Hollywood, backed by the Pied Pipers, and cut. Oh, man. I'll tell you what, Art Rupert's specialty said, no, this is terrible, you can't release it. You send me. All right, put Keen Records on the map, Bob Keen's label, obviously. But, Art was determined that Sam wouldn't release it. So in the process, he made Bob Keen a wealthy man. Yeah, that's how that worked out. So on this date in 1958, on Ed Sullivan, Jimmy Rogers. Yeah, and a year later on American Bandstand, Dion and the Belmonts. Doing Teenager in Love, yes. Each night I ask the stars without fail, why must I be a teenager in jail? Okay, never mind. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, what else do we have of interest here? Like I mentioned, it was Chubby Tavares turned 81 today, and I think there should be some type of a celebration. We'll definitely play a Chubby and the Turnpikes record tomorrow night for you. Yeah, I know the inside story, I think, is what we'll play. Yeah, a wonderful song. So, as far as the remaining Tavares, sadly, Ralph and Pooch are no longer with us, but Butch turned 77 last month, and Tiny turned 76 in October. All right, Sammy Turner, we played him last week. We played Always. Turned 93 today, and he's still with us. Born in 1932 in Paterson. Right, New Jersey. You betcha. All right, so 888-876-5593. John is in Covington. All right, John is back. So what's up, John?
Well, I think it stands to reason if the first one was psychology, the second one should be philosophy.
Yeah, it's not, though. It's not. And to me, this is so out there. Firstly, I've never known anybody who majored in this, but they do have it. So that's about all I can say about that. They absolutely have it, but I can't imagine myself who's majoring it. Probably teachers or something.
My brother, God rest his soul, just to get into graduate school, he had to get his GPA up, and not a whole lot, just a little bit, but in order to go on to get a master's degree.
Yeah.
And anyway, he ended up taking tennis, and it was like,
and that counted.
Man.
That counted.
Yeah.
That's pretty
yeah.
good. That's
I'll
pretty good.
You. The only thing he learned out of the class, I think, was he wasn't athletic at all. He,
oh, God.
The only thing he learned out of the class was a god-awful joke. Never fall in love with a tennis player because love means nothing to a tennis player.
Oh, God, yes, that is pretty awful. But now that he took tennis to get into that graduate program, what did he major in there?
Finance.
Oh, that has so much to do with tennis. All right.
I know.
And then
crazy.
All right. So when he got this degree, what did he get, like an MBA or something?
Well, it's a master's. I don't know what.
Okay. Yeah, a master's. Yeah. And then what did he do? What
a
did
BA.
He do?
Okay. A BA and then a master's
okay.
degree.
All right.
Yeah, that was it.
And then what became of him? What did he do with it?
Oh, he ended up working for, well, they're gone now, but Provident Bank.
Oh, okay.
He was in charge down around Queen City, or what do they call that area down there? State Avenue and stuff like that. He was in charge of the vault for Provident Bank.
That's hilarious.
Seriously. Yeah. And I know they don't do it anymore, but they don't put them in circulation at all anymore, but occasionally Carl Linder would stop down to the vault and said, Mike, I need you to order me 10 $1,000 bills. Yeah. And that's how I know Grover Cleveland's on the south.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Carl Linder, I hadn't thought about him in years.
He was a nice man.
Yes,
very
yes,
nice man.
Absolutely. And, there wouldn't have been a Terry Jacobs, who was a radio station owner for quite a while, if there wasn't a Carl Lindner. So, yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You betcha.
I'll let you go.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And Fran is in Austin. All right, Fran, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Yay.
Sorry, we'll get into it another time.
Yes, yes, I can't wait to hear.
I at least have an appointment with a gastroenterologist on Thursday.
That is great. That is just great. All right.
So, you know, hopefully things are turning around.
Yeah, here's keeping my fingers crossed you like him and that he listens.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Stranger things have happened, so I'll keep
them. Yeah,
they
have.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have.
All right. Lyrics. It's a 1964 lyric, and you'll get it right away.
Okay.
I need you, I need you, I need you so. And I'll never let you go.
I need you, I need you, I need you. Why am I blanking on the title? I'm singing it. I love you, I love you. Oh, My Boy Lollipop.
Absolutely right. Yes.
There we go.
Yes, right. The Millie Small version. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel better now. I had lost three in a row. So
oh, I know. That's why I picked.
If I didn't get it right tonight, I'm going back to advertising.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But yeah, and I purposely tried to pick one that you couldn't miss. So I'm so glad you didn't.
All right, thanks, Raleigh.
Hang on, don't go away. All right, yes, Millie Small, a remake of the Barbie Gay record, which I liked a lot better, actually. It was originally My Girl Lollipop when it was written. Billy Guy, not Billy Guy. What was his first name? I'll think of it. The guy from the Cadillacs. wrote it. So, yeah, that's certainly all the information you need. I'll look them up. All right, so we got another half hour of trivia, and I don't know. I don't know if we'll retire this question or not, but we asked a while ago, of all the college students in America, those choosing these majors are the biggest warriors. Number one was psychology, and Billy Bob got that right away. Number two, yeah, what is it? And college students who major in this are the biggest warriors. I got to spend some time looking to see if you can. I'm pretty sure you can still major in it. I just never really knew anybody who did. But whenever you can get a master's, sure, why not? Well, I'll find out about all that and more. That's right. In a swinging, swirling edition of the remainder of Monday Night Trivia. I hope you'll call 888-876-5593. Phones are working. Operators are standing by. Okay, John is sitting, but he's ready to answer on WGN Radio.
Stars above, and they say she's looking for a love.
She's looking for a love.
Yes, she is.
She's looking for a love.
Stop it. She's looking for a love. Oh, yeah. I think it's me that she's wanting, but she just don't know it yet. No, she just. Someone to introduce me to her. Oh, I just gotta get next to her. Some way, somehow, I've gotta meet her. 'Cause I'm looking for a love too.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Lead singer was Morris Chestnut Sr. That may be a clue. All right, now what is it? And how about a theme? I'll settle for any of this. Hell, I'll settle for your call. Have your own category because everybody knows something about something. This is the final half hour of what has been the most difficult Monday Night Trivia I've ever been through. But you can make it much better by calling. So I put out a question there, but never you mind if you don't know the answer. Oh, I'll review it again in a second because everybody knows something about something. So by all means, call in and ask for your category, and we aim to please. But of all college students in America, those choosing these two majors are the biggest warriors. Psychology was number one. What was number two? All right. So like I say, I was surprised you could major in this, but I don't see why I was. I guess it's in most schools. And yeah, it's got other names now, though. That's what I discovered, is that the good old name for this major has gone away. They've had to update it somewhat. And yeah, more prestigious, I guess. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. So there's some hints about it anyway. And what would that be? So that's the deal on this June the 2nd. And again, we had an abbreviated replay of last week's show while we were figuring out the phones. And thanks to Gabriel, we did that. And so now they're ringing, and all you have to do is call. All right, you got the easy part, really. 888-876-5593. Otis Williams turned 89 today, and you're saying, who is that? The Charms. Yeah, Otis Williams and the Charms. Earl Young turned 85. He was with the Tramps. Hold on to the night. Yeah, so quite the hit, and he was actually terrific. He was the bass boy singer, and he was a house drummer for Philadelphia International, and you can hear him on all sorts of things, including some Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and MFSB and the OJs and Cliff Nobles. Yeah, you betcha. So what else we have going? I'll just prattle on, you know, and hopefully you will call on this Monday night trivia. All right, so. It was on this date in 1967 that the FCC ordered radio and television stations to air cigarette PSAs. If you were running a spot for cigarette advertisement, you had to run the health warnings. And that was interesting. It lasted for a few years there. And my favorite of all those was William Tallman, who played the district attorney in Perry Mason. He did one, and he talked about all those cases he lost to Perry Mason, but now he was losing the biggest case of his life. By the time you saw this ad, he was going to be dead from lung cancer, so don't smoke. Yeah, powerful stuff, actually. So, but after a while, you know, you didn't have to really ban it. The TV stations realized that they wound up losing so much money having to run the PSAs along with the spots that it effectively ended it right there. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. All right, so let's see. Jim in Richmond's going to take a guess. Oh, good. Well, I'm down for that. All right, so Jim in Richmond, welcome back. What do you think?
I have a few questions. Few answers. One of them, would it be education?
Nope.
And would it be language arts?
Oh, that's interesting. Nope.
And then the third one would be kinesiology, study of muscles.
Oh, kinesiology. No, I would think a lot of schools had that. No, that's one that's definitely updated for today. Yeah. So, no, apparently they're not big warriors.
Right. And then the last one would be to be a gym teacher.
Oh, okay. I like that, too. No.
Oh, okay. And then could I get a Big Bang trivia?
Oh, I don't see why not. I got to look for one, of course, but why not? Let's see.
But I thought I was calling to help you out.
Well, absolutely. And you're one of several right now. When you call, the nice thing is three or four people call after you. So you're the ringleader on this, and that's appreciated.
Thank you for that.
It's
not been a good week.
I'm so sorry. But no, people...
I'm happy that you think I'm a ringleader.
Oh, yes, people follow your lead. Yeah, after you, I got Gary and Dave and Sherry, and I didn't have any of them when you called. So see? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When Professor Proton did a science show at Sheldon and Leonard's apartment in season 6, what part particularly amazed Penny?
The fact that she could power a clock with a potato.
Yes, the potato clock. Absolutely right.
And then when his pacemaker went out, she goes, "Can you use the potato to help you out?"
All right, then. Yeah, so she didn't realize you could power a clock with a potato. All right, good deal. Yes, with the potato help? Who knows? Might have. All right, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay,
so,
thank
yes,
you.
Thanks for calling. All right, so yes, several of you followed Jim's lead, and that's so much appreciated. All right, so we put Jim on hold, and we talk. Oh, we're going to do the Flintstones, but Kurt in Mundelein is going to guess on our major. So, Kurt, what do you think?
How about hospitality or hotel management?
That's great. Yeah, you know, Cornell has a major in that, but no, that's not it. But I like it.
I do too.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think Cornell, actually, UNLV and Cornell have the big big schools on that. UNLV, of course, I can understand, but you know, Cornell? All right, well, long time too. Okay, so Sherry in Naperville, welcome back to WGN Radio. How you feeling, Sherry?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. You doing better?
Yeah. Well,
good.
So far, although apparently I heard the obituary was supposed to be in the Chicago Sun-Times this weekend, but it never happened, so I don't know.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Well, yeah.
Usually if you pay for those things, they put them in there.
And then my aunt who told me that said, "Did I say that?" But anyway.
Oh, man. All right.
I have no clue.
Right.
Everybody's older than me by some years.
So when's the service?
I have no clue because they can't find the obituary.
Well, but these are your relatives. Didn't they tell you?
they don't know because, and I have a neighbor that I promised on June 10th to drive to get his brakes fixed, so he doesn't have to call Uber, and anyway, so that's that date, June 10th, and, I, you know, if this happens, I'm just flummoxed.
Yeah.
I remember being my real dad's executor, and you had to have something in the paper by a certain date. I have no clue how long that.
No, not anymore. In most states, you don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
But at any rate,
like that.
I mean, Jimmy, I do know apparently got cremated.
Okay.
But so I know, like, David and his aunt, they waited. They both got cremated, and they waited forever till everybody could come out in the summer and go to a memorial service in the Iowa town.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just is bugging me because you want to be ready, but you can't be. Because you have no clue.
Well, yeah.
At any rate, I am so happy that, is it Adam, has kept you alive, even with the difficulties.
Oh, yeah, no, Adam's been a real trooper. He absolutely played the replay while we were figuring it out, and Gabriel at the phone company got a quick fix, which will have to be a different fix later, but for now is working, so we're happy about it.
Yes, you're just such a pleasant voice and a breath of fresh air at night after all the damn news during the day. Sorry to use that word. But you know what I mean.
Well, very good. So we're going to do advertising, are we?
Yes, please.
All right. A little dab will do you.
A little what?
A little dab will do you.
Oh, hell, I know this.
Yeah, of course you do. There's even records named it.
Wait. A little dab will do you. It's not Deputy Do. I know my grandmother had that jar of pink stuff.
No, it absolutely was not. And you're looking along the right way, but maybe the wrong gender. And while you're thinking about it, we'll hear a little Lee Dorsey doing a little dab will do you. I think.
Okay, a little dab will do you. Oh, wait, I'm hearing music.
Yeah, I'm playing a little dab will do you. Don't worry, it has nothing to do with the slogan.
Oh, now what do we have here? Looks like somebody
needs
to join
the crew.
It's
not Vitalis, is it?
All right, say what?
It's not Vitalis, is it?
No, it is not Vitalis. It's the big one.
Oh, I know it's a woman's pedal.
No, it isn't.
Sure.
No, it isn't.
It isn't?
No. It absolutely isn't.
Oh, heck. Okay, a little dab. Oh, I can't.
It's definitely a male product, and yeah, it's. You should know this.
Hold on a second, David. Male product. A little dab will do you. Brill cream.
Of course, it's Brill cream. So David wins.
Ah, David helped.
All right, hang on. Don't go away.
You can cancel because he helped.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm glad you called in. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thanks. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And let's see. You're going to do a lot of things, including phone trivia with Gary. So we'll get back to it in moments right here on WGN Radio.
You're my heart's desire.
Close.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Isn't that nice? Who are they? 888-876-5593. All right, so let's go to Gary in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, how you doing tonight?
Oh, God.
It's almost over with, so
yeah,
the good part about it.
Exactly. You know, it gets to the point where I think I should take up something like drugs or drinking. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
All right, so, all right.
That might cost you more money, though.
Well, I'm sure it would, exactly. I mean, I'm having enough trouble knowing where I am now sober. Yeah. All right, so.
And as a night gets later, it costs you even more money.
You're right.
Yeah.
So here is the deal. We all know about the Bell system, and we know it was several operating systems. What was the first one?
Ooh. That's a good question. I'll go with New York Tel.
Close enough. New England Telephone and Telegraph.
Oh, okay.
Close enough. Yeah, it was New England Telephone and Telegraph merged with the Bell system to form the National Bell Telephone Company of Boston, actually, and the International Bell Telephone, and it went downhill from there. All right, so you are a winner. Hang on, don't go away. Good
all
enough.
Right,
all right. So, yeah, New England, New York, what the heck? Yeah, it was Boston, but that's okay. After all, not that unusual because the first operating, the first exchange was in New Haven, as you probably know. All right, so let's see what we can do with Dave on the north side. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, I believe we're doing a Flintstone multiple choice trivia. All right.
I asked John, and he's like, I don't know if I can give you multiple choice. So I was like,
I think I can. All right.
I want to thank you for turning me on to the coasters last week.
Oh, good.
I had my friend download the Three Cool Cats and Charlie Brown,
right.
And I was like, "Yeah, that's sweet."
Good, good. I'm delighted. Yeah, you'll have to check out Shopping for Clothes. All right, now.
Do they have a lot of songs? Or
oh yeah, yeah. I mean, hundreds and some number one songs like Searchin' and Youngblood and all that, and of course Little Egypt. Famous dance of the pyramid. She walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. All right. In the episode Bowling Ballet, Fred joins the Bedrock Dance Studio so he can regain his lost time in a big bowling match. What is the name of the rival team? And I'm going to give you four. Was the rival team the Shooting Shellstones, the Rockland Rockets, the Bedrock Boulders, or the Quick Quartz Zones?
Can you repeat them?
Yeah. We have the Shooting Shellstones, the Rockland Rockets, the Bedrock Boulders, or the Quick Quartz Stones.
I think it's one of the two, either B or C.
Well,
let's try B.
Okay, and what is that? I didn't do it by A, B, and C. You tell me what it is.
All right, repeat them again, then.
Okay, all right. Well, here, I'll do it in a different order. The Bedrock Boulders, the Bedrock Boulders, the Rockland Rockets, the Shooting Shellstones, or the Quick Quartz Stones?
I think you said the Rockland Rockets?
The Rockland Rockets is absolutely right. You are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
All right,
good deal. Yes, the Rockland Rockets. All right, so there you have it. Now, I have a first-time caller, and that's Matt, and he's in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Thank you.
I'm so glad you called.
Thanks.
So,
I didn't listen to the whole show, so I hope my guest isn't a repeat.
No, don't worry. I didn't do the whole show, so that's fine.
I heard the phone situation
God,
in the beginning.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So what do you think?
I'm going to guess African-American studies.
You know, I like that. It's not right, but that makes so much sense. It's just not right, though. So think about it and call me next week. We'll hold it over to next week. But do call. I'd love to hear from you again.
Sounds good. Thank you,
Raleigh. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Now, I have mere moments. And when I mean mere moments, I mean mere moments. Deb in Streamwood, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh, all this pressure.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to do Leave It to Beaver trivia.
Okay.
All right. In one of the first episodes, Beaver tells Miss Canfield his father's been in the hospital, so Mrs. Rayburn sends flowers. What's Mrs. Rayburn's first name?
Oh, shoot. I know she's the principal. She was actually played the principal, and then she also played a teacher. Oh, Miss Rayburn. Oh, I can't.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll give you choices.
Okay.
Is it Margaret, Edna, Cornelia, or Agnes?
Cornelia?
Yes, absolutely right. Cornelia Rayburn. Oh. You're absolutely right.
Yay.
All right. We have a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So very good. So we put Deb on hold, and we realize that we've just pretty much run out of time. But Stacy's got a guess, so we'll let her do her guess, and that'll be it for the night, and then Eric will have to call next week. And sorry, Eric. All right. So Stacy, what do you think?
Can you repeat the question?
Oh, God, help me. All right. Of all college students in America, those choosing these two majors are the biggest worriers. One is psychology. What's the other one?
Sociology?
Nope. We'll talk to you next week. All right,
okay.
Good deal. Thanks. Now, I do have time for Eric if he's still there. Eric, are you still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, good. So we're going to do Brady Bunch, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was going to guess real quick on the trivia.
Yeah.
Is it home economics?
We have a winner. Yes, it is. It is home economics. All right. You don't need the Brady Bunch. You just won for home economics. Excellent. All right.
What's the modern name for it, though? Is it like family engineering?
Yeah,
something like
science. Tomorrow night I'll give you a whole bunch of them. There's three or four that colleges are using now, and I think they all have science in it. All right, but hang on. You are absolutely a winner. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, so there you have it. Now, of course, the prizes are worthless. Takes forever to get them. You get a nice certificate. That's fun. Everything else, the CD or the DVD or whatever, you probably don't want it, the tabloid. All right, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and keeping me sane. We thank John for screening your calls and keeping me sane. Above all, I thank you for calling. For keeping me sane. Tomorrow night, 21 hours from now, I'm coming back. Really, I am. Believe me, there were a few minutes I thought about it during the show, but we'll be back 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.